Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for something to watch, read or listen to this week, Spin News anchor Katie Gallagher is with me in studio today. How's things?
All's good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Your first recommendation is for movie lovers who want to stay at home.
Run for your life.
You're playing a game. Is that what you think we're doing?
You guessed right.
Run for your life.
Let's do it.
You think I've got a problem?
You're sick.
Run for your life. Run for your life.
Yeah, that's Apex. That's the number one film on Netflix right now.
So it advertised over the weekend.
Yeah, it just landed over the weekend and it's already top trending film in Ireland. So this is actually Oscar-winning Charlize Theron is the main person in this. She's with Taron Egerton. So it's a big cast and it's a Netflix kind of thriller action. Yeah. Hunt or be hunted is how they've described it. And that's kind of how it is. Basically, it starts off with this girl, Sasha, played by Charlize. She's a rock climber. She's out with her partner. They're climbing on the scaling a mountain. A big kind of storm comes in. The night before, he tells her, I'm done with this. Can we just have a nice, happy life? She's kind of a thrill seeker. She says, no, let's go do it tomorrow. We'll finish up then. This is the very start, so it's not a spoiler. He falls to his death. She kind of just lets him go. It was one of them was going to go. She does. So then she kind of goes chasing another thrill nearly just to get over her grief. So she goes to Australia into the wilderness. She's told nobody should really walk these woods alone. She heads into these woods and on this lone venture, she turns out not to be alone at all. Mm. She turns out actually to come across this hunter who's played by Taron Egerton. And he basically says, as you say there, chase. It's like a cat and mouse kind of thing. The whole thing, he kind of runs after her, lets her go.
The 20 second opening trailer of this on Netflix, I think, was it Sunday maybe I watched that alone. And that alone, I was like, I'm not in the mood now for this. I knew it was going to be pretty terrifying. Like, so
I know, but you know, you're saying you're not in the mood. At the same time, Netflix have made it, I've said this before, 90 minutes, 95 minutes. So it's in and out. Like, it is good enough. It's like one of those easy watches. Now it's 66% on Rotten Tomatoes. So they're not exactly raving about it, but that's actually kind of okay for, I'd say, for Rotten Tomatoes. But the reviews have been good. And as I say, it's already number one on Netflix. It was only out the weekend. And I watched it and I kind of thought the same thing. I was like, am I in the mood for a thriller?
Yeah.
But it's actually a very easy watch.
So that's Apex.
Apex.
That's your at-home recommendation. Yes. And if you fancy a trip to the cinema.
I'm Grace. I'm gonna call you Rocky. So, I met an alien. He's a genius engineer. And if I can't understand what he's saying, he puts on a little puppet show for me and my tiny brain. And you know what? I don't mind it. His planet's dying too. We're here for the same reason. Grace Rocky saves stars.
Yes, that's Project Hail Mary, and that's Ryan Gosling.
Heard about this now?
Okay, so this has been in cinemas. I haven't actually got to see this in the cinema yet, but it's actually, I'm dying to see it, and it is in cinemas. I think just probably for another week. So it is a don't miss. Like, don't miss this, because I was just chatting to Cameron Clark out in the newsroom. I was asking everybody, "Have you seen it?" They all said, "I'm dying to see it." Cameron said, "Probably the best space movie ever." And anything is to top it, it's Interstellar. He said it's up there as well with Ryan's best performance ever. So I was like, what about Barbie? He says, no, this is definitely there. He said it's kind of like comedy drama. And he basically has this problem to solve and it's going to save the world. I'll tell you the synopsis, kind of short and sweet. He's a science teacher. He wakes up on a spaceship light years from home with no recollection of how he got there. As his memory returns, he has to uncover his mission. He's to solve a riddle of mysteries to save the world or the sun will die out. And he is to call on his scientific knowledge. And he's basically, he is to save the world. He was a science teacher and he wakes up. But apparently, the best space movie ever. So again, I'm not really an expert on space movies, but I would like to see it because, you know, it's one of those things that if someone's saying the likes of it's up there at Interstellar, I think you have to see it.
Yeah, I'm a Ryan Gosling fan. I like him, so.
Yeah, me too. And if it's his best movie ever as well, I'm like, I'll have to be the judge of that.
We'll ask the listeners, 087 1400 106, if you've seen it, do let us know. This is your TV series recommendation.
I don't think I see you again.
You messed up my life.
I couldn't get out of my mind. Your words, your violence.
Don't talk like you're better than me. Not after what you did.
I hate everything about you. And the way you live your life.
but that doesn't stop me wanting every bit of it.
That's Half Man. That's BBC's new series. It's Richard Gadd. Do you remember from Baby Reindeer on Netflix?
Yeah.
So that's him. That's who you hear there in the clip there. So this is, again, written, and he's the main star of this one. But it's a little bit different because it's not that kind of autobiographical story. This one is about a lifelong male friendship, and toxic masculinity is the thing. But it's basically two kind of half brothers. So these two men who were thrown together as teenage boys, their mothers got together as a couple, and it's the story of their lives over 30 years, and it comes to a point at a wedding, and it's the ultimate dynamics, they say, of male relationships. So again, they think it's going to be one of those kind of water cooler things, that it is going to be the talking point like Baby Reindeer. So again, because as well, it's coming off him, which was Golden Globes. Mm. It was, I feel like we went a year nearly speaking about that, and everybody's they seem to say that this has the same kind of standing. It's obviously, it's BBC, so it's going to be one of those old school one episode every week. It starts tonight at 10 past 10 on BBC One. So I think it's definitely one worth watching, and that kind of weekly thing.
Can you only watch it on BBC? Because often you can.
So BBC is one of those ones that they kind of keep their stuff to themselves. Yeah. It'll be on the player. I think it actually dropped in the player on Friday, but sure, we can't watch the player. So if you do want to watch it, I think live BBC Tuesday nights, 10 past 10 or 10 past 11, sorry, is when you need to tune into that.
It's late for me now, to be honest.
I know, bedtime.
But it might maybe record it and watch it back. You also have this recommendation.
Welcome to the neighbourhood, where you don't just have to get on with the people next door, you've got to beat them.
Let the games begin.
I'd rather protect my family than get in bed with a lot of snakes.
Oh my God, brutal.
That's The Neighbourhood, yeah. It's Graham Norton is the new host of this. And if I was to describe this, Gogglebox, Fittest Families and Traitors mashed up. So this is basically a new series hosted by Graham Norton, as I said. Six households are put together in this kind of make-believe street. They move into the street and early looks like a set, and they are up for the grand prize of £250, so about €290,000. And basically it's a popularity contest. So they're all put into this little village. They live in their houses. They do these challenges, kind of like the Traitors, or they have to win to get kind of, you know, a chance to be free from elimination that night. But again, it's more so the relationships. So they're trying to make the other households like them, or make alliances, or just trying to do little favors, like, I'll make you dinner that night. So that's why I'm saying it's kind of like the little family units. There's university friends that are part of the unit, or there's literally, you know, like Scouse House is one of them. It's just a group of friends. So it's a new reality show. Now, it's the first few episodes come out on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then from there on, it's going to be every Thursday. So you can watch this on Virgin Media One or The Player. So again, if you've missed it, you can just catch up on those. And it's going to be every Thursday at 9 p.m. going forward. There's 11 episodes. They're about an hour each. And yeah, I think time will tell how good this is. I did watch them. I tried to kind of get into it. I think it's hard at anything to get into the personalities at the start.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is going to match up to the likes of the Traitors, but I think that's where it's kind of trying to
be. That's where it's at. So it's Virgin Media?
Virgin Media. Yeah, it's ITV. So we can see on Virgin Media. And so you can get it on the player.
This is my recommendation.
Conrad Harlow is found guilty of the murder of Special Agent Emily Byrne.
Where's my wife? There is
there! I imagine you're in bed with your new wife right now.
What the hell are you calling me?
Emily, she's alive.
So this is Absentia Netflix, right? And this came out, it turns out, late last year. Okay. I only found it over the weekend. There's three series, which I didn't realise until I got to near the end of season one last night. It is absolutely brilliant. They're basically this FBI couple.
Okay.
She disappears. She goes missing. It's not a spoiler to say the whole plot is based around the fact that about 6 years later, she manages to escape.
Okay.
And it's all her sort of tracing back who abducted her kind of story. There's loads of different plot twists throughout. It is absolutely fantastic. Now, it's pretty heavy going.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of, it's not gruesome, but it is absolutely it is
intense.
A thriller. Yeah, it is very intense, but it is unbelievable. I finished season one last night, just started season two, the first episode, and I am glued to it.
How long and how many episodes?
Oh God, there's about, I'd say they're in the guts of maybe 50 minutes each.
Okay.
And there's maybe, I think, 8 or 9 in the first season.
Right.
Highly, highly recommend if you're looking for a good whodunit kind of
this weekend.
Whodunit sort of show. Finally, your gig recommendation. We're dancing on tables and now I'm off my face with all of my people.
Hey, couldn't get better, they say. That's Louis Thomason of One Direction fame. He's playing this week in the Three Arena on Thursday, and there's tickets still available. So if anyone is fancying going to him, yeah, you can still get tickets there. It's Thursday. Doors open at 6:30. There's actually a good few gigs this week that have a few tickets. Diversity, you know, the dance group. They are, you know, from Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, they would have been, yes, kind of they been. Do, actually.
So they're playing this weekend too. They are in Killarney on Friday and the Convention Centre in Dublin on Saturday. So there's tickets again for that. Gavin James is playing Bord Gáis in Dublin. They're sold out on Saturday, but there's tickets on Sunday. And Nathan Carter is playing on Saturday and Sunday in the Olympia, and there's tickets for that as well. So there's actually a few if you want to go to, or if you want to get tickets for a little bit further in advance. Picture This have announced a lot of Irish gigs for the end of the year. They go on sale on Friday.
Good stuff, Katie Gallagher. Loads there for listeners not to miss over the coming week, and yeah, as you say yourself, into the next few months as well. News anchor with Spin, Katie Gallagher, thanks so much for your time on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.